Every week a dozen 100 Mile Elementary School boys get together for a game of floor hockey. Made up of students from grades 6 to 7, the players split themselves into teams and play through the lunchtime recess. Supervising and mentoring them on a volunteer basis is longtime 100 Mile House resident and Skation First Nation member Brent Dixon. Dixon, who played representative and house hockey growing up in the South Cariboo, said he loves the chance to work one-on-one with the kids. "The school asked me to do this a while ago, but scheduling didn't quite line up until recently. It's still relatively new, but the kids are excited about it and I get some enjoyment out of watching them play," Dixon said. "We've got a good mix of kids from all different levels of skill. Kids who play representative hockey, house hockey, and kids who just play ball hockey here with us." The school asked Dixon to come mentor to make sure the players were being respectful and following the rules of the game. In addition to playing with them, Dixon refs the games and ensures there are no instances of high-sticking or roughhousing. "For me, it's all about making sure they're out there having fun, everything is fair, and they're getting to enjoy the game. It's a positive outlet for them, and kids have a lot of energy, so it's a chance for them to burn it." Read more. Understanding needed for year-round events in Cariboo. One of the most enthusiastic players is Swayer Keddy, who regularly plays as one of the goalies. Keddy was so eager to play he purchased his own pads and jersey, which he wears when defending the net. "I love hockey. Since the beginning of the hockey season this year, I've wanted to be a goalie because of Thatcher Douglas Demko, the Vancouver Canucks goalie," Keddy explained, showing off his jersey. "I really want to play ice hockey, but I just play floor hockey." Keddy said when the school started the hockey program earlier this year, he originally joined as one of the players. However, when one of his fellow students was in net and kept letting all the shots in, he took the opportunity to volunteer for a turn as the goalie. After making a few good saves, Keddy decided to exclusively play goalie and bought some pads online to wear for each game. "Everyone that loves hockey in the school always plays hockey," Keddy said. Dixon said he enjoys watching students like Keddy fall in love with hockey, noting they always find time to chat about the Canucks after their games. While he enjoys playing, Keddy said sometimes the teams can be a bit unbalanced. "Several students who play for the 100 Mile Minor Hockey Association will often come and play, and if they all end up on the same team, goaltending becomes a real challenge. That's why after Dixon started coming to help run the games, he started selecting the teams randomly. Before each game, players reach into a hat and draw lots and play with the others who draw the same cards as them. They get to mix with other kids they might not otherwise hang out with," Dixon remarked. Since he started volunteering, Dixon has come to enjoy watching the players change. He's noticed several students who started out shy start to come out of their shells and gain a little more confidence. Dixon also encourages the players to support and encourage one another to further promote a positive outlook. Dixon said he feels a sense of nostalgia watching them play, thinking back on his own time playing hockey in 100 Mile House. He plans to keep on mentoring them as long as his schedule allows.